AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Adultery in the military is considered a crime under the Code of Military Justice that men and women in uniform live under. Getting caught can cost them dearly.
The Army has stripped Major General David Haight of his two stars and demoted him three ranks to Lieutenant Colonel, a steep and rare downgrade. The Army says Haight not only had an extramarital affair for nearly 11 years, but was also at times involved in a swinger lifestyle. Haight had been serving as the U.S. European Command's operations director before being pulled out of Germany and put on the Army staff. The demotion to lieutenant colonel will cost Haight more than $40,000 in annual retirement pay. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
You've got to have chutzpah to steal a piece of military equipment in plain sight, but that's what a Pentagon spokesman says China has done.
It was approached by this vessel, and the vessel put a small boat in the water and took the UUV.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis says there was no reason for China to seize the Navy underwater drone.
It's not a classified system, doesn't have classified information. They collect oceanographic information like salinity, water temperature.
A drug maker has started to sell a life-saving drug at a lower price.
3 months after its CEO, Heather Bresch, came under sharp attack because of the skyrocketing cost of its life-saving EpiPen.
I think it's disgusting.
Drug maker Mylan has started selling a generic version. Bresch had promised the lower-priced option during the often contentious hearing.
An unprecedented event for a brand.
The $300 cost for a two-pack is half the name-brand option. In a statement, Bresch said consumers will likely continue to face sticker shock until the drug pricing system is reformed to address the increasing shift of costs directly to them. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News. A federal training center mistakenly exposed students to deadly ricin.
A mix-up at the Federal Emergency Management Agency Center for Domestic Preparedness in Anniston, Alabama, exposed thousands of firefighters, paramedics, and other emergency responders who trained at the facility over the last 5 years to the lethal form of the toxin ricin. A FEMA spokeswoman says in an email that the lethal form of ricin was mistakenly sent to the center by a supply vendor since 2011. FEMA says students do wear protective gear in the exercises, and there are no reports of anyone being harmed. FEMA is asking the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General to investigate the matter. I'm Mike Rossia.
Restrictions on the use of tap water in Corpus Christi, Texas, are easing as workers flush pipes in the Gulf Coast city to make sure any remnants of a harmful chemical that leaked from an asphalt plant are removed. The mayor says only 15% of the city so far can use tap water again. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.